Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be an extremely informative radio transmission. Thank you for joining us. This is the day in the United States when the private central banks rob the dwindling middle class and transfer that money into their war chest to fund their global domination. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who 2 weeks ago quit his column and says he's riding off in the sunset, has agreed to do a few more interviews before he says sayonara, at least for the time being. He will be joining us in T-minus 1 hour to talk about a host of economic issues. Lord Christopher Monckton in the United States, set to be one of the keynote speakers in D.C. at one of the largest of many Tea Party rallies in the District of Criminals. He'll be joining us for a full hour before he leaves to go address the Tea Party. Lord Christopher Monckton joining us. Incredible new developments. There's been more than 50 climate gates in the last 4 months since November. 4.5 months. More than 50. There have been 5 or 6 more this week. And he's also going to talk about government-run health care in England and how it dovetails what's happening here in the United States. Here's the Financial Times of London. Global warming graph attacked by study. There have been many. Monckton's the first to expose the hockey stick as a fraud. More evidence is coming out of how they've lied about the glaciers and how they're actually rapidly expanding. And we have several other mainstream news articles off major studies showing it is the sun as the main climate driver. Secondarily, it is the moon. Old timers throughout all societies knew that the moon was a major driver of weather. Fishermen knew 5,000 years ago that the anchovies swim into the shallow water at certain times of year when there is a full moon. For thousands of years, they know that crime goes way up at night during a full moon. Why is that? I'm already digressing here. I have a lot of news to cover. Because the moon creates giant tidal forces on the oceans and on animal and plant life, changing the chemical makeup of the brain with massive magnetic pull and force. We are timed to the moon. We are literally living, breathing creatures designed and built and growing on this planet. We are part of the cosmos. And, of course, all the science now shows that the old-timers were right. It is the sun and moon, that's just common sense, that drive climate and so much more on this planet. So another big study on that front. Also, cows absolved of global warming with nitrous oxide. They've done tests adding huge flatulence bags to cows to engage in these complex studies and test. And found that, obviously, the methane and other things they're releasing are not hurting the Earth. What do you think creates our atmosphere? Sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen in the carbon cycle. Everything we exhale, everything we do is part of the cycle. There's always been bovine creatures, whether it's the buffalo of North America or the oxen of Europe or the buffalo of Africa or Asia, the water buffalo running around eating plant matter with their three stomachs and passing gas. Passing gas is not evil. Paying a tax to Al Gore will not save you. I know to some of you that's a conspiracy theory. You think that flatulence is new. It just started last month. But no, the moon and the sun are what's controlling much of the planet. And flatulence is normal and part of the atmosphere, part of the cycle. All right, we'll get a little more serious here when we get back and plunge into all the news. We've got a very full plate, and the provocateurs are out in force. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live. It's April 15th, 2010. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us on Federal Reserve Rate Day. And then Lord Christopher Monson from D.C. just a few hours before. He's one of the key speakers at the main Tea Party event. We're going to break down all the attacks on free speech going on by the federal government and by city and state governments and county governments nationwide. The government-funded provocateurs trying to set up the Tea Parties as violent or racist are in high gear right now. The system is desperate. Big developments on that front as well. And in the last hour, we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour, so 3 hours today live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have something very special for you. And believe me, this is destined to be one of the most viral videos we have ever released. I will just leave it at that. We're going to premiere it. This happened last night here on the air in the last hour, and have a larger discussion about the video and audio for radio listeners after we play it. We are also premiering, 18 months in the making, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. What is a new world order? What makes it tick? What is its crimes, its operational procedures, its game plan, its end game? 18 Months in the Making with Jason Burmis, myself, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Mike McWhorter, Mr. Whiteside, and many others that made this film possible. It is the same caliber as an Obama deception or a Fall of the Republic. And that will be premiering at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, for 15 cents a day, you get the equivalent of 6 memberships. You buy one membership for yourself, and we allow with the same passcode and username for 6 people to be logged in under that name. But, and we would give it to everybody. The whole thing would be free if we could afford it, but it is your membership that funds it. And so, but the main goal is getting the info out. All my films in super high quality, many other films I've produced, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live TV / radio show, higher quality podcast, higher quality 64 kilobit audio stream with the video, everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, 6 years. We launched it in early April 2004. 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. And in the month of April, celebrating that, 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. We're not just premiering one film for members in the month. Next Wednesday, the 21st of April, we premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. All the rumors are put to bed. The facts are presented. How the COG, continuity of government, shadow government system works, the executive orders, the Patriot Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Federal Governor's Commission, the torture, the false flag terror, the underwear bombing, a Hardin, Montana fiasco, a 2-hour, 20-plus minute film with 30-plus minutes of extras, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, premieres next Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we now have been shipping the last 2 days. Many of you are getting them today and tomorrow. And we're going to have all the pre-orders shipped out by tomorrow for everybody that pre-ordered up until today of Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. You get the highest quality DVD in the hardcover case. Great to give to friends and family because they'll actually watch it because it looks, you know, has an exciting cover. The information is even more powerful, but we found if you just give somebody a disc with the name on it, they might watch it. But if you give them a high-quality DVD and with a beautiful color cover with great illustration on the front with a big pyramid and a rising moon above it, and then with all the details on the back, you could unlock someone's mind. This is designed to do just that. So, again, order the high-quality DVDs, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire today at Infowars.com. On tax day, we always like to really attack the system, really redouble our efforts to bring down this corrupt New World Order and replace it with our constitutional republic and use that model worldwide of free republics working together for advancing humankind and reaching towards the stars and honoring liberty and freedom and decency and innocence. That is our goal. That is our game plan. And we are having massive effect worldwide because of you, the listeners. And because of our tireless efforts here, just pounding away at the enemy day after day, week after week, year after year, decade after decade, ramming the enemy, bashing into him, crashing through the lies and disinformation at point-blank range, fearlessly, going into the enemy territory, confronting them on every front, exposing their lies, discrediting their crime and their fraud, revealing them for who they are. So we've got a special video, special event in the last hour today. We're premiering a film at 3. We've got Lord Monckton and, of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us today. And then something else in the fourth hour, something else. This will be our second year tradition with this. So it is going to be a jam-packed broadcast today. I also want to go ahead and open the phones up in this first hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 on Obama's nuclear blackmail, which even mainstream news is saying is hype and fear-mongering, just as Bush was caught doing it. You're welcome to discuss all the extra evidence coming out proving systematic, system-wide, systemic fraud by the climate cult that want to take over our society, the eugenicist, all the provocateuring going on against tea parties nationwide. You're welcome to call in with any provocateuring that you have been witnessing. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let me get into the latest news on the First Amendment and provocateur actions. This is a story out of the local newspaper in Youngstown, Ohio. And notice how they just dryly report this on the Valley Newspaper's website. Protest march to replace gun law rally in Campbell. Now, they tell you that you've got to get a permit to march. That's not true under the First Amendment, and it's been found in state and federal courts over and over again that's the case, but usually people don't sue to prove it. New York has lost a bunch of lawsuits. This started in the last 100 years or so, though, for the St. Patrick's Day Parade or later the Macy's Parade in the last 50 years. If they want to block giant roads through the middle of Manhattan or Chicago or Houston, Texas or Los Angeles or Detroit, and if you want to have a big parade with floats and everything else and shut down 5 or 6 major roads on the route, absolutely. You've got to get sponsors. The courts have found you've got to pay for it. You've got to have a plan. You've got to go to the city. That's different. That's a parade generally pushed by businesses as an advertisement promotion. But if you want to march down the sidewalk with 10,000 people, or if you want to go march to the steps of a Capitol, or you want to march to the steps of the police station or the city hall, you do not need a permit. And it's despicable that I keep seeing patriot groups and libertarian groups and others showing up at city halls and police stations and getting permits. Getting permits. You create the false precedent, and then the cops, just like the public, get brainwashed than anybody else. I can't tell you how many times I've been in D.C., New York, Austin, Texas, and had cops walk up and say, you can't be out here with 100 people outside this hotel Rick Perry's in with a bullhorn. I'm going to arrest you. And I said, officer, I respectfully remind you the First Amendment. We're not blocking any roads or traffic, and we're here. And this is my First Amendment, and I will remind you the city of Austin and the state police in Austin have lost scores of lawsuits over this, and this has been decided. Now, I suggest, Sergeant, you get your commander before you get a serious civil rights lawsuit. They came back. They said, there's the riot police. We're going to arrest you. And I said, okay, you go ahead. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the riot. I will sue you personally. And they backed off. And that's all on video. It's on YouTube, everywhere else. Alex Jones protests Rick Perry. I'll bring it up for you. And I don't do that because I want to confront the police. I do that because I must defend the First Amendment. And you read this article, it says a rally that was planned to protest a ban on gun sales within city limits is turning into a quick protest march, and its organizer is backing out of promoting it. The Youngstown State University branch of the Young Americans for Liberty had planned a rally at the city building at Tenney Avenue on Saturday afternoon, coming up this weekend. But Varg Freeborn of YSU chapter president said Tuesday that the city police chief has ordered the group to pay $2,000 for 4 to 6 police officers to work at the rally. That's what we pay taxes for, cops. If you think it's so dangerous people are having rallies and you're shutting down the Second Amendment and shutting down commerce in the city, and the people want to come out to the city hall and protest it, the city's own cops can't tell students, you got to pay me $2,000. Next it'll be $10,000. Then it'll be $100,000. This has been found to be unconstitutional, and if you force it, it's racketeering. Freeborn said the group was withdrawing its request for a permit to have the rally because it doesn't have the money. Freeborn told the newspaper that it appears the group is being made to pay for exercising its right to free speech. We have a right to peaceably assemble, he said. Freeborn said they were told last week by city officials that there would be no fees or permits associated with the rally, but Tuesday they were told about having to pay $2,000. And he says, we promoted it, we got ready for it, they did this the last minute. Look, they're going to go ahead and have their rally, and who knows what these thugs will do. Ohio is mooey tyranny. All right, we'll come back and into the provocateur straight ahead.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
I said I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Imagine, we pay our taxes to offshore banks. That's what the Federal Reserve is, a holding company. And all over the nation, they're banning gun sales in major cities and small towns, you name it. They've got the police chief in the article saying, well, gun sales in the city cause law enforcement too many problems. How about cops just come to our door and tell us to come massage their feet or mow their yards? You know, oh, you can't have a protest. It's too much trouble for us. Oh, you can't have guns sold in the city. It's too much trouble for us. Oh, we're God. You know, just pay the taxes and shut up. Freeborn said that even though there won't be a rally and his group will not be involved, wow, easily discouraged, Ohioans for Concealed Carry is expected to assemble at City Hall for a protest. March. It will start at 2 p.m. Saturday. So everybody in Ohio needs to go to this town and be part of this. The march is to protest an ordinance that bans the sale of guns in the city. The ordinance bans all gun sales within city limits, but was in the process of being amended to exclude private sales by residents. The intent of the ordinance is to prohibit gun stores in the city and was drafted by a Hubbard man's attempt to open a gun repair shop on Robinson Road in October. You can't let slaves open a gun shop. I mean, come on. Can't let slaves sell their neighbor a gun. Law Director Mark Klamadic advised the council in March to repeal the ordinance, which violates Ohio law. But we don't need any stinking law. Saying they can't have a march violates law. But so what? Ohioans for Concealed Carry threatened to sue the city over the ordinance. The ordinance has the support of the city's police, who say gun stores pose a problem for their understaffed department. Yeah, because all the money goes to the banks now, so they're cutting cops. So the cops just say, look, you can't protect yourself. We're not going to protect you. No guns. Pay me money. I'm a thug. The ordinance was tabled and sent back for committee consideration. It's expected to be brought to a vote soon. Rich says he doesn't remember the city charging organizations $2,000 to assemble in the past. This is insane, she said. Aren't they on duty anyway? And why do you need that many policemen? It's a peaceful rally anyway. No, these are scum Americans that think they're still in America. Rich said the ordinance is expected to be repealed, but there likely will be opposition to that action. No, there you go. That's America. And let me tell you, every time I go out and have a rally, almost every time I got to face down Austin cops that just absolutely don't know what country they're living in and think I'm bad. And all these people play into it going and getting the stinking permits. You don't need a stinking permit. My permit was paid for with the blood of our forefathers. It's called the First Amendment. If you don't like it, get out of my country. Leave. Stop telling me that this isn't a republic. Stop telling me that I don't have rights. Stop telling me that you're my master. You are not scum. Do you understand that? I am the boss. I am a citizen. We run this country, not a bunch of offshore banks. Do you get that through your stinking head? And no amount of staged terror attacks, no amount of racist signs that you have your feds go out and put up blaming on us, no amount of your propaganda is going to work. That's why all the major news is losing its ratings. The newspapers are going bankrupt because everybody knows you're a pack of scum. Like, let me get to that right now. This is out of the Examiner. Hating the government finally goes mainstream. It's as American as apple pie. 3 years ago, the American presidential candidate, Republican, let me continue. 3 years ago, the Republican establishment piled scorn on the presidential candidacy of Ron Paul. Today, he is in a statistical tie with President Obama in 2012, doing better than any other GOP candidate against him. His son, an ophthalmologist who's never run for elected office, is well ahead of not only the GOP's handpicked candidate for the Senate in Kentucky, but also both Democratic contenders, all statewide office holders. And notice, for the first time ever in Kentucky or any other state, they're letting the head of the state election commission run against Ron Paul and run his own election. See, it's just lawless evil. What happened? Did America suddenly develop an insustainable appetite for 74-year-old cranky congressman from Texas? Is the gold standard catching on? And it goes on from there how the American people are waking up, and it's only going to get better. And go ahead, feds. I wish you wouldn't, but go ahead and bomb your building. Go ahead and blow up some building. The feds will pick one that has a daycare center in it and have video cameras out there when they run out with bleeding kids and try to blame it on us. It won't work. Everybody knows the FBI was there with the BATF running the operation. That's been declassified. Everybody knows now. It's not going to work. Go ahead and try to set me up. Not going to work. None of it's going to work. Trash, you understand that? It's our country. It's over. There's nothing you can do. The idea's out there. Liberty's out there. Freedom's out there and growing. We know your tricks. More people are waking up every day and learning your tricks. And once we have your playbook, which we do have, once the general public has the playbook and finds out it's there and knows all your stinking tricks, game over, scumbags. Go ahead, have Barry Sitaro set off a nuke in America and blame it on the Patriots. That's not going to work either, trash. Game over, trash.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So who are you? Ha-ha! What side are you on in history? You wearing the white hat or the black hat? Are you for the authoritarian parasite control freaks, or are you for the real men and women of this planet? Yeah, we're not pretending. What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not one of your little playthings? Somebody's going to go along with your propaganda and brainwashing. What if I say the jig's up and I'm aware of your operations? So, Ron Paul in a statistical dead heat, winning major straw polls, coming in second in straw polls against Mitt Romney. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Here's another one. 65% hold populist or mainstream views. This is Rasmussen polls. It says anti-government mistrust is at all-time highs. 65% of voters nationwide now hold populist or mainstream views of government. See, it's now mainstream. There's now sense. That's up from 62% last September and 55% last March. Oh, with another year or two, it'll be 70-plus percent. Mainstream Americans tend to trust the wisdom of the crowd more than their political leaders and are skeptical of both big government and big business. While Republicans and unaffiliated voters are more likely to hold mainstream views than Democrats. And see, a few years ago, mainstream would mean believing the government and the media. Now it's mainstream not to. A majority of those in the president's party, 51%, hold such views. So a majority of Democrats don't trust the government. Only 4% now support the political class. Yeah, because that strongly don't like the government, 65, but strongly support the government, 4%. Only 4% now support the political class. These voters tend to trust political leaders more than the public at large and are far less skeptical about government. And most of them are on the government payroll. So, there you have it. Kind of like most polls show over 90%. The lowest is in the mid-80s. No, the government killed Kennedy. But they got less than 10% sitting up there on TV telling us we're all kooks. I've seen an Angus and Reid New York Times poll, 2006. 84% of Americans believe the government's lying about what really happened on 9/11. What's that mean for you crooks that staged the terror attacks? You're going to sit up there thinking the public's weak-minded on your national television shows, slickly produced, telling us we're kooks and anti-American? It doesn't work anymore. When you go do anti-9/11 truth hit pieces, people who never thought it was an inside job start researching, and they go, wait a minute, if these guys are lying about everything else, and they stood to gain from it, I better look into it if the news is telling me 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama with no evidence. I better look into that. And they do look into it. And the rest is history. Okay, I've got stacks of these articles, and I'm going to cover it more. I want to go to calls here in a moment. But Tea Party pranksters rally against Real Group. This is out of KOB Eyewitness Television. You could call it a tax day trick. Fake signs are popping up around the metro area that advertise a fake Tea Party rally on tax day. The Albuquerque Tea Party doesn't know who's putting up the signs and trying to ruin the real Tea Party group. And what is it? Oh, there's signs all over the country popping up saying, I don't like the IRS, N-word. I don't like Obama, N-word. Or images of hillbillies with pot bellies saying, I don't like the government. And this is a foundation-funded, Democratic Party-funded operation. AP's reported all the people that have been caught are linked into the coffee party started 2 months ago by an Obama high-level New York Times operative. All on record. And they had all this CNN, MSNBC coverage for a month last April 15th, and their biggest rally had 14 people at it. Most of them had 1 to 3. In major cities, yes, you can muster 3 people, U.S. government. Good job, trash. Good job, scum. The Albuquerque Tea Party says it's not responsible for these signs and not affiliated with anyone posting them around town. Anytime you stand up, somebody's going to want to stand up against you. Anytime you do something, you're going to have a naysayer. But see, now they're doing false flags. Now they're saying... they've rallied people in 65 major cities to go out and pose as racist and other things, just like the Black Congressional Caucus got caught a month ago with the health care passage, marching through the Tea Party, trying to get somebody to attack them or call them an N-word. And it didn't work. And now the media gets discredited further. And now people are having the idea introduced, well, wait a minute, who are these anarchists? Wait a minute, who are these people? Who are these groups? Why do they say they're anarchists, but they're literally, when you go to their events, there are a bunch of people wearing red stars and linen tattoos. I mean, literally. Go to one. It'll blow you away. Cops have been caught all over the world, all over the U.S., posing as anarchists, attacking other officers. It's over, criminals. It's over. Oh, there's a long war coming up, an info war, and you're going to try to make it physical. And you're going to run hoaxes saying, I'm calling for violence. And they're also going to pose as patriots and attack me. And they're also going to pose as white supremacists. Why do you think white supremacists for over a decade have made me their number one enemy, called for my death, everything else? Because they're feds.
Hal Turner, all of them. They've all been caught. They're meant to radicalize the debate. And so, of course, all those sites and radio shows attack me. You know, their latest thing is they create fake Facebook accounts saying that they are Rothschilds. We accept anybody to our Facebook accounts, and there's a bunch that aren't even mine. Then they say, look, it's a Rothschild. Alex is with a Rothschild. And then the same Facebook account has someone saying they're Elvis. Look, Alex is with Elvis. He's alive. That's the best the feds can come up with? And that blew up in their face this week. I noticed those Fed-run sites took all that down because it totally revealed them. I mean, you know, just continue it. Continue. Continue all of it. Reveal yourself. Show us who you are. Come on. Make up even more lies about me. Say I'm threatening to kill people. Threatening to kill them or threatening to kill the president. Go ahead, lie, lie. Get even more wild with your lies. I got the truth. And it'll cut you down politically any day of the week. I got a sword that's on fire that you can't stop. You understand that? You can't stop me. You can't destroy me. You can kill me, but the idea is out there and is never going away. Because what we do is the truth, it's evergreen. It just keeps going and going and going. And everything the establishment does is based on lies and deceit and spin. And so all your info only hurts you. You're firing blanks. Here's another one from PrisonPlanet.com. Racist provocateur posing as Tea Partier threatens to shoot Obama. And we've confirmed this with the Sheriff's Department in Oklahoma. And this is happening everywhere. We get these calls here over the years at the office with unknown numbers. And they call up leaders and they say, hey, let's get violent. Hey, we ought to try to assassinate Obama. And all over the country, they're making call after call after call after call, trying to set people up while they put out the news that we are calling for this. But it's not going to work. Hold fast, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Joseph Watson, either the feds are up to their old tricks again, or some of the individuals behind the Crash the Tea Party campaign are taking things too far. Muskogee Tea Party leader Jameson fought. And it goes on from there. Received a call yesterday from a man who tried to get him to agree to shooting the president. A clear attempt to entrap as anarchists prepare to stage false flags today's tax rallies in an effort to frame the Tea Party movement as violent radicals and racist. And this is being done strategically to the militias, to conservatives, to gun groups. They're trying to ban rallies, ban free speech. We talked to, in fact, try to get him on for 10 minutes in the last hour, the founder and head of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. Because we posted his press release yesterday. They had to cancel their D.C. gun rally because the feds were so mad about it. That's why I told you, you can't really have a big gun rally in D.C. They always do this. People claiming to be Oath Keepers and 3%ers said, we're going to show up with guns. We're going to get violent. And I don't know if it was wise what Rhodes did. You might as well just shown up and used this as a strategic victory by exposing these people as feds when they did it. I probably would have gone ahead with it, but maybe he's wise to just point out they're trying to provocateur. But if we allow them to do this on every front, they'll just shut us down. And they're wily, folks. I mean, you can show up and operatives will then say, you're not supposed to be here. Get out of here. You're bad. And then, you know, edit video and do other things. Or they'll use weak-minded people that they'll provocateur to create an illusion of a fight going on. They've got a lot of different programs and tactics, and we've learned how to identify them. Law-abiding Tea Partiers are apparently baffled by what's happening. And law-abiding Tea Partiers are apparently being infiltrated and made to look extreme, writes Andrew W. Griffin of the Oklahoma Watchdog. Growing evidence points to provocateurs that bring to mind the protests of the Vietnam War era and COINTELPRO. Then they go through all the evidence of it, and now it's in the mainstream news. A very important article we'll cover more later. Here's another one. B. Beaverton teacher faces investigation over Tea Party infiltration. Not only is he a teacher, he's got huge city contracts. Jason Levin, to run their computers, the Portland man who caused a ruckus over his plans to infiltrate Tea Party protests in an aim to discredit them, teaches in a Beaverton middle school and now faces an investigation by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. And the AP reported that his site crashed the Tea Party that we first exposed here. Ahead of the AP, is calling to pose as racist, pose as extremist, pose as crazies, go out with fake signs. This is racketeering, in my humble opinion. And, of course, an older article, 08, race worker held in damage to Colorado HQ, Denver Post, Democratic Party headquarters. Democratic Party headquarters has an arrest record and a history of helping a Democratic political candidate, public records show. Again, one of the two people suspected of shattering 11 windows Tuesday morning at the state Democratic Party headquarters has an arrest record and a history of helping Democratic political candidates, public records show. And it turned out they let her flat out on it. Okay, all right, I'm going to go to your calls. I said I was, and we're running out of time here because Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up and Lord Christopher Monckton. And I've got all this other news I want to get into. But right now, let's go to Herman in New York. Herman, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, hello, Howard. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have two questions. But first, I want to make one point. You're absolutely right. They're beating the war drum. Rachel Maddow is coming out with some special where they're talking about Timothy McVeigh. And she's incorporating that with anti-government movement, and, you know, every single time they talk about anti-government movement, they also talk about terrorism, and everything you're saying is pretty much being cultivated.
And I told you for three months, they're building towards mid and late April for staged terror attacks.
Absolutely. But my two questions are, number one, why is the Anglo-American establishment targeting Iran? And the second question is, after they're finished with Iran, which country do you believe they'll target next? Thank you.
Very good questions. Appreciate the call, Herman. Because England, for, what was it, 80-plus years, you can pull up the history, ran Iran. They had conquered it. They'd also conquered Pakistan and tried to conquer Afghanistan in a similar time period. They've been unsuccessful in Afghanistan, successful in Pakistan. And that was a bridge into the Middle East and their control of India. Everybody knows the British Empire ran India until the 50s with Mahatma Gandhi and his nonviolent revolution, which we're calling for. But really, it's a restoration here. We're trying to go back to what we had. Gandhi was trying to get freedom. They never had it. We're trying to go back to the freedom. So we're restorationists, but it's similar. We're not revolutionaries. Be clear. We're restorationists. We are legitimate. That's very important. We have the moral high ground. We have the historical high ground. And so Anglo-American Oil, now basically BP, they split it up, Dutch Roll Shell's partners, they were making 100% of the profits in Iran. And Mohammad Mossadegh, who was secular, a Westerner, trained in England, pro-West, Time Magazine Man of the Year, in 1951, 52, he said, look, we just want to keep 25% of the oil money. I want to build some schools. I want to industrialize our nation. Modern mathematics and astronomy was invented, of course, in Persia. The very first world, folks, except for some of the minority groups in some of the areas. But the point is, it's as advanced as you get. I mean, the people have, you know, per capita some of the highest IQs, similar to Japanese and Northern Europeans. The point is, they're very smart people there. It's people we should be working with. And the West said, oh, my gosh, this guy's wearing a suit and tie? This guy wants to build universities? And they hired hardcore Muslim extremists. And they went in and staged terror attacks and blamed it on Mohammed Mossadegh and sicked the Muslim extremists. Then they doubled back on them, brought the Shah in. They killed 300,000-plus people, torturing them to death. And in 79... there was about to be a revolution against the Shah, and the evidence is clear. The CIA flew in out of Paris, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and they did the arms for hostages deals. Then the Ayatollah doubled back on them in 1982 and made a break with the deal he'd made with the CIA, and that made him even madder. And so it's on record. He's CIA. But the Muslims, the Shiites, doubled back and triple-crossed them. So that was even more rage. You're not going to industrialize. You're not going to let your people. No, no, no. And so they went in. Donald Rumsfeld said, we've got $40 billion cash and weapons and CIA satellite system advisors. We've got the nerve gas. Hit them and hit them hard. Invade Iran. And Saddam Hussein went in hardcore. And so the globalists hate the Iranian people. They want to have a regime in that vaccinates them with cancer viruses, that puts fluoride in their water, just like they hate us. They hate anybody who's strong, anybody who's smart. They hate the Serbs. They hate anybody who's independent and smart. And they hunt them down. They take them over, and they poison their water, and they abort their children, and they hire police with black ski masks, and they roll in our blood and orgy in our pain, and they just froth around with enjoyment. Anyone who isn't collectivist, anyone who isn't a control freak must be brought down. After they attack Iran, they're going to continue their encirclement of Russia and China. And they're going to continue attacking the American people with their police state. And they got a lot of other targets. They may double back on Libya, areas of Yemen, Sudan.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
One life, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up. Be on the side of right. It's your one chance in history to be part of something good, something pure, something right. Herb in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thank you. I think you're a great patriot and appreciate all you do. One thing I want to tell you, I travel a lot. I hand out about 10,000 videos a year. And I was on a plane on my way to Florida, and I'm sitting next to a guy, and I said, "Hey, you want a video?" He said, "Sure, what's it about?" I said, "About the New World Order." And he says, "Oh, that sounds interesting." So I give him a couple videos. I turn to the guy on my left. I says, "You want a video?" He says, "Well, is that one of those Alex Jones things?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, I know all about him. We've been warned about him." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he says, "Well, he tells me he's a minister or pastor, and he's already been warned about you."
Yeah, they have clergy response teams. Last time we got government numbers 2 years ago, it was 50-plus thousand strong who are under secret FEMA contracts in a subgroup of InfraGuard. That's declassified. This is not a joke. And they brainwash law enforcement, pastors. We've confirmed this, no exaggeration, over 100 times, that one of the top training things is now to say Alex Jones is evil. Don't listen to him. Because I know history, I tell the truth, and I devastate the enemy.
And I said to him, I said, "You're a pastor?" And I said, and "You're not warning people about this?" And he says, "Well, we have already been, you know," he says, "it's been explained to us. We've been to the like seminars and so on." And I told him, I said, "Well, you're just a traitor. How dare you call yourself a Christian pastor?" I says, "You're working for the enslavement of mankind." And I kind of went off on this guy on the plane. And I ended up telling the guy he was a traitor. He was a traitor to his country. He was a traitor to his God. And I ended up having about probably 25 to 30 people after I had this kind of a big flare up came to me during the flight and asked me, you know, if I had any videos that they could look at because they wanted to know what it was all about. So, I mean, it was turned into what could have been kind of an intimidation where the guy said, "Oh, yeah, we've been..."
Well, you did a great job, but you should have said, "Oh, let me guess, you're part of the clergy response team."
Well, that's what I did. I actually said that to him. I says, "Oh, so you're working for FEMA." And he says, "I wouldn't say I'm working for them." And he says, I says, "Well, you're part of..." That's what I told him. I says, "So then you're involved with the clergy response team. So you're working for FEMA. Whether you're getting a paycheck directly from them or not right now, I said, you're working for them." And that was kind of... I went off on this guy for about 5 or 10 minutes, and that's eventually why a lot of people came over. They wanted to know what it was all about. But as I say, I go...
What was he saying by the end?
Well, he was saying, "Oh, how dare you call me a traitor? I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian. Don't you tell me I'm a traitor to God." And I said, "I don't know how else to call it, but just, call a spade a spade." I said, "You're a traitor." And
well, think about how creepy it is that, and this is 2 years old, they went from 13,000 to 20-plus thousand to 50,000, so it was basically doubling every year. So I would guess now it may be 150,000, but we know it's 50,000. Secretly in meetings with FEMA, being told to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in, Alex Jones is bad. And this was all under Bush with the faith-based initiative. And now it's expanded under Obama. I mean, that's not freedom. That's secret police, East Germany, Creepville. And what does that tell you about... But again, they got the white supremacists, they got the liberal media, they got George Soros, they've got Southern Poverty Law Center, all coming after me from every angle. And only by the grace of God am I not in prison or still alive. I mean, they are really upset because my listeners are getting the videos out to everyone, and we launch a new weapon in the info war today and another weapon next Wednesday.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.